This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments, and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
भारत और वियतनाम का बायलेटरल ट्रेड पिछले एक दशक में डबल होकर 16 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 25 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं
India and Vietnam have agreed on a new trade goal of $25 billion by 2030 and are looking to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu received her Vietnamese counterpart Tho Lam at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening and hosted a banquet in his honour. President Murmu said elevating India-Vietnam ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership will boost bilateral cooperation and contribute to regional peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held talks with his Surinamese counterpart Melvin Buva in Paramaribo. The Indian and Surinamese delegations engaged in a comprehensive review of India-Suriname relations under the aegis of the 9th Joint Commission meeting. They covered trade, investment, defence and energy, development assistance and capacity building, health and mobility, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the outcomes of their deliberations will further deepen and diversify India-Suriname ties. In West Bengal, in a shocking incident, Chandranath Rath, a close aide of BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari, was shot dead by unidentified assailants in Madhyam Gram. According to reports, bike-borne attackers opened indiscriminate fire at his car in the Dohoria area. Chandranath was rushed to a local hospital but was declared dead on arrival. His driver, Buddhadeb Behra, sustained multiple bullet injuries and has been shifted to a Kolkata hospital in critical condition. According to sources, 8 attackers on 4 motorcycles followed the car and ambushed it. Soon after the incident, several BJP leaders visited the hospital. Meanwhile, BJP leaders have blamed the Trinamool Congress and accused Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee of involvement. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. Our correspondent reports preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay yesterday met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked a claim to form the new government in the state in Keralam. Congress Legislature Party is set to meet this morning, according to Kerala Pradesh Congress Committee President Sunny Joseph. The cabinet led by Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary will be expanded today. BJP State President Sanjay Sarogi informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, along with several senior leaders and members of the cabinet, will attend the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Senior leaders of the NDA will also be present on the occasion. The oath-taking ceremony will begin at 12:10 p.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will grace the second edition of Joint Commanders Conference in Jaipur today. The two-day conference on the theme Military Capability in New Domains assumes significance as it coincides with the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will launch a nationwide annual health checkup initiative for workers aged 40 years and above at the Employee State Insurance Corporation Medical College and Hospital in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.